Hello, and welcome to the Fireborn Inspirations Life Devotional Series, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, as she shares her perspective and wisdom on an array of life-changing experiences which are designed to inspire your heart while often making you laugh, think, and or chuckle. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings, and welcome to today's episode of Walking with an Apostle, my life devotional series, a storytelling of my life experiences with God, His Word, and His servant. As a revelatory instructor, Dr. Aikens used concepts from the Word of God to give us appropriate application and to compare it from the biblical times to our end times. Dr. Aikens does this many times throughout her teaching. She'll take a Bible story and have a concept develop out of it that we can then use to walk out our life. One of the examples was she was teaching about Mary, the mother of Jesus, when she was visited by the angel of the Lord. And she was told that she was going to be the mother of Jesus. And in that teaching, Dr. Aikens explained how Mary's response was like what ours would be today. She was single. She didn't have a husband. She didn't have a man. Like, how is this going to happen? The angel went on to explain to Mary how it was going to happen. And he even gave her some additional information. He told her that Elizabeth, her sister, was also pregnant 6 months. And he ended the information with a declaration. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. So Mary accepted. What did she accept? She accepted the concept that she was going to be pregnant with a child without ever having a husband or a man in her life, and that it was going to be the Son of God. Now, when you think about that, that's a lot to accept. But the word says, she accepted, though she did not understand, and declaring to the angel, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word." And you can read about this story of Mary in many of the Gospels, but this comes from Luke 1, 34 to 38. Dr. Aikens went on to tell us about how sometimes we hear things from the Lord that we don't understand, just like Mary did. But it's our decision if we accept those. And if we do, can we accept that concept that he's trying to explain to us and present to us? See, I was living in Georgia for about 3 years and in a career that I love and felt I was doing well at. And I was called into the director's office and he explained to me that my boss was taking on a new role and he was bringing somebody in from the field work to run the department. In addition, he was moving me from being a project manager supervisor to a process improvement specialist. And it moved so quick. Within a week, my projects had been given to somebody else, and I was being signed up to be a Six Sigma Green Belt. I didn't want to be a Green Belt. I didn't want to be involved in Six Sigma. I wanted to be what I enjoyed doing, a project manager. How am I going to do this? I don't have any training. I don't have any background. I didn't even have a job description. In fact, the director, every day when I would show up to work that next couple weeks, he would write my description based on what I did that day. Quite unnerving. Now, granted, I wasn't Mary being told that you were going to have the Son of God, but I was being told that I was going to do something I didn't feel I was prepared for and frankly didn't want to do. And as I was sitting in my workstation, penning on email my response that I was not going to do this. I wasn't going to be a process improvement specialist, and you can't move me from the job I had. And I was giving all the stats and figures as to what I had accomplished as a project management supervisor. And then all of a sudden, I felt the presence of God come to me in my workstation. Now, just think about this for a minute. For those of you that aren't comfortable with God showing up in your workplace, trust me, He does. And I sat back in my chair and I felt His Spirit say to me, "Can you accept this? Can you accept this? Can you accept this change?" And I began to think about the teaching that Dr. Akins had done about Mary, where Mary resisted a little, but then felt the angel basically say to her, "Can you accept this? Because, I mean, nothing's impossible with God." So I raced the email. Over the next weeks, I threw myself into the new role of process improvement specialist. And I did that for about 2 years. And then there was a big downswing in the company. And management came and said, "We need to get rid of some project managers." And my director called me in and looked at me and said, "We want you to come back in to project management as a team leader. And the reason is because of the work that you did for the 2 years that you were in process improvement. People way above me have seen what you have done, and they don't want to lose you. So they're saying, yeah, we need to get rid of project managers, but we need to keep her. So bring her back into project management and let somebody else, new and inexperienced, find a career elsewhere." As I sat there in his office with him explaining to me, and of course, he took total credit for the fact that he knew this was coming and he knew this was coming down the line. How many times in our walk with God do we take credit for what God has orchestrated? But I knew sitting there, because I quickly remembered the moment that God said to me, "Can you accept this?" There are times when we're going to hear from God. We're not going to understand it. But just like in the teachings that Dr. Akins does, when she gives you a revelatory understanding of what that person in the Word experienced and what they were up against, and yet they had to accept what God was saying without understanding. And when you face that, I want you to remember this scripture. It's one of Dr. Akins' favorites. Now, she probably has 2.5 million of those, but this is one of them. Isaiah 55:8-9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Can you accept this? Is there something in your life today that you're struggling with, that you don't know whether you can do it? You've heard from God, but you don't know whether you can do it. His way is higher than your way. I encourage you that if you will just accept it, can you accept it? Just say yes to God. And He will show you that He has a plan way beyond what we could ever imagine. Until next time, remember, we craft our life and legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
Did you enjoy that? Well, we thought you would. We also invite you to check out more resources from Jane Babbage by logging onto the website at www.fireborninspirations.com or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, we say thanks again for listening and encourage you to continue to craft your life and legacy daily as it becometh you. This program is produced by Creative Impact, LLC with all rights reserved.